I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Top U.S. and Russian diplomats met Tuesday in Saudi Arabia to discuss relations between their countries and a potential end to Russia's war in Ukraine. Both sides have tempered expectations, describing the talks as an initial step that would lay the framework for direct talks between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is leading the U.S. delegation, which also includes National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and Middle East envoy Steve Wyckoff. Russia's side includes Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and senior Putin aide Yuri Ushakov. The head of Russia's Sovereign Wealth Fund, Kirill Dmitriev, is also in Saudi Arabia for the meeting. He spoke with reporters before they began.
Discussion today with the U.S. team are very important, and we've been consistently saying that good U.S.-Russia relations are very important for the whole world. Mm-hmm. Only jointly can Russia and U.S. Address lots of world problems, resolve global conflicts, and offer solutions.
Dmitriev, a U.S.-educated former Goldman Sachs banker, played a role in early contacts between Moscow and Washington during Trump's first term as president. Meanwhile, as the U.S. and Russia were meeting in Saudi Arabia, European leaders meeting in Poland Tuesday said there can be no meaningful discussion of peace in Ukraine without Europe and Ukraine. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the EU General Affairs Council meeting in Warsaw, Poland's minister to the EU, Adam Szłapka, said any results from the talks in Saudi Arabia will be meaningless.
Polish and European position is that there is no just and lasting peace without Ukraine. So first of all, Ukraine must participate in peace talks. And of course, it affects directly Europe, so Europe should be also participating.
At the same meeting in Poland, Germany's Minister of State for Europe, Anna Lohrmann, said Europe must not become a playball for Trump and Putin. The Trump administration's special envoy, Keith Kellogg, said he did not think it was reasonable and feasible to have everybody sitting at the table. This is VOA News. A Chinese Navy helicopter flew within 3 meters of a Philippine patrol plane Tuesday in a disputed area of the South China Sea, despite warnings from the Filipino pilot. Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The Chinese chopper was trying to force the turboprop plane out of what China claims is its airspace over the hotly disputed Scarborough Shoal of the northwestern Philippines. During a 30-minute standoff, the Filipino pilot warned by radio,
"You are flying too close. You are very dangerous and endangers the life of our crew and passengers."
The plane belonged to the Philippine Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources. Its pilot pressed on with its low-altitude patrol as the Chinese Navy helicopter hovered close above it. Philippine officials have since said they remain committed to asserting their sovereignty in the West Philippine Sea. But in past encounters, Chinese officials have asserted their sovereign rights over the waters. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Canadian officials report a Delta Airlines regional jet flipped up upside down upon landing at Canada's Toronto Pearson Airport Monday amid windy weather following a snowstorm, injuring 18 of the 80 people on board. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
Officials say over a dozen people were injured on board, 3 of them critically, including a child. However, there were no fatalities in the crash. The plane first took off from Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, and after an 86-minute flight, came to rest belly up on the snowy tarmac at Toronto's airport. Delta said a CRJ-900 aircraft operated by its Endeavour Air subsidiary was involved in a single aircraft accident with 76 passengers and 4 crew aboard. Canada says it would investigate the cause of the crash, which is not yet known. The airport had said earlier on Monday it was dealing with high winds and frigid temperatures. However, on Monday evening, Toronto Pearson Fire Chief Todd Aiken had this to say about runway conditions.
"What we can say is the runway was dry and there was no crosswind conditions."
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. Police in the eastern U.S. state of Maryland have arrested the apparent leader of a cult-like group linked to killings around the U.S., AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
State police in Maryland say they've arrested 34-year-old Jack Lasota, who's believed to be the leader of a group called the Zizians. They're tied to the killing of a U.S. Border Patrol agent near the Canadian border in January, as well as 5 other homicides in Vermont, Pennsylvania, and California. Along with Lasota, police arrested suspected group member Michelle Zajko. Both face multiple charges. The Zizians are described as a group of young, highly intelligent computer scientists who met online, shared anarchist beliefs, and became increasingly violent. They write online about radical veganism, gender identity, and artificial intelligence. A bail hearing is scheduled for Lasota and Zajko on Tuesday. I'm Donna Warder.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.